Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh shit, that's loud. Hello. Hi, I just came in late last night, about 9:45. This is Ward Noxley.
What the hell?
What the hell do you think is going on around here anyway, huh? Wait a minute. There. I just turned the video cast on, okay? 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 I hope you're happy. What? No, I didn't. Hey, fuck you! Yeah, well, what happened was I got home last night, and it's an interesting story, very colorful story. I got home, and the water heater, the pilot light had blown out the water heater. There was no hot water, so I attempted to take a shower this morning, and it was just cold water. Well, no one is going to get into a shower, and it's not going to, and there, you aren't, there, no.
Hi. Hi, Will. Hi, this is Jim Tannenbaum. Hi, this is Jim Tannenbaum. Hi. Well, hello, everyone. Hi, it's Michael Pono, and I tried to get into the shower last night, and it was butt cold. There's the Marc Maron invisible mug. I still got the mug, Mark. All these years later, man. All these years later. I got to tell you, I have not had DirecTV in whatever it's been, 2 months. I don't miss it at all. Don't fucking miss it at all. Did I finally get Haystack? Yeah, I did. Haystack, what? I use the Haystack News app, Haystack News, and I love it because it has a very, there's a couple of channels there called Very Local. There's Very Local Omaha. There's Very Local this and Very Local. And generally, the best thing to do with that is just to see local news. And they have Very Local Central Coast, California. So it's KSBW out of Monterey, California. I think that's the city. Where are they from? Stockton or some shit? No. That wouldn't be right. Salinas? I don't know. But Stockton is where that's where Jackie busted into the business in Stockton, I think. But I forget what I was going to say now. No.
We're doing the pre-show, so anything goes on the pre-show.
Really?
Yeah. So do anything you want to do.
Okay.
What are you doing? Oh, my God, you're unzipping?
You said anything goes.
Thanks a lot. I try to talk like I've got balls, and you unzip, and now here's where my voice is.
Okay, thank you. You just zipped up. The minute you do anything that is crude, anything vulgar, my voice is going to...
His voice is going to change. You understand that? I know.
Good evening. This is Walter Peckinpah. Good evening. My name is Jay-Z. Good evening. I'm Walter Zimmer Peckinpah, your host on Great Stories. And
What are you doing? Put your dick back in your pants. Okay.
Thank you. My voice changes. You understand. Did the producer tell you?
They did, yeah.
The minute you do something like that, my voice is going to change and the entire audience. Now, ordinarily, I could take a situation like that and turn it to my advantage. People would say, why? There's so many crazy things, but Z. Walter Peckinpah.
J. Walter Peckinpah.
Hello, this is J. Walter Peckinpah, and my special guest this evening is...
Doug Zimmerman.
Doug Zimmerman. And Doug, you have stories to tell and places to go. Now, you understand that if you do anything untoward, he's one of the greatest interviewers in the business.
My understanding.
Okay. But if you do anything unusual, if you do anything that is frightening or is more to the point, if you do anything that could make him look like a real idiot in front of his audience, his voice will go up a few octaves. It'll change. So don't do that, okay?
Oh, I would never do that.
You would never do that?
No.
Okay. All right, here he comes now. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm J.C. Peckinpah.
Oh, that was Jay Walter.
Well, guess what? I just changed it. Good evening. I'm J.C. Peckinpah. Good evening. Good evening. I'm J.C. Peckinpah. And with me is...
Doug Zimmerman. Doug Zimmerman.
Doug Zimmerman.
No, Doug Zimmerman. Doug Zimmerman.
Doug Zimmerman.
Good evening, this is Good evening, I'm J. Walter Peckinpah, and you are?
My name is Doug Zimmerman.
Well, it says Doug Zimmerman.
No, sir, it's pronounced Doug Zimmerman.
Doug Zimmerman, all right?
Oh, my God, I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is.
These are the things that keep me going. These are the things that keep me alive. How about you, huh? Why am I holding a fucking screwdriver? I'll tell you why. Because if somebody steps out of fucking line today in this country that we live in, that's what I would do if I was president, get up with a screwdriver. Okay.
fuck around some more, motherfuckers. This is going to go somewhere. It ain't going to feel good. It ain't going to feel good.
You mean, what are you going to do, stick it up your own ass?
Something like that, yeah. Who are you, member of the press?
Yes, sir, I am.
Don't talk to me. I'm the president of the United States.
Oh, I can't talk to you.
Not while I'm giving a speech, dick. Doug Zimmerman. Good evening, I'm J. Walter Peckinpah, and you are...
Doug Zimmerman.
And I have the name Doug Zimmerman here.
Doug Zimmerman.
Doug Zimmerman. Wow, that's an unusual pronunciation, don't you think?
Well, it was never pointed out that way to me.
It's the family name.
Yes, it is. It's my father's name. My father... It's got my father's blood all over it. Yes, it is. It has my father's... Yes, it is. It's made out of my father's blood, if you want to...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Doug Zimmerman.
Zimmerman.
Zimmerman. Okay. Doug Zimmerman. Doug Zimmerman.
Doug Zimmerman.
All right, Doug. Let's...
Wait. If you don't mind, I don't want to go forward with the interview until such time as you can pronounce a pretty simple name.
It's spelled Z-I-M-M...
Yeah.
Wait. Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N.
Yes, Zimmerman.
I look at that and I see Zimmerman.
You can look at that and you can see two men
going at it.
You can look at that. You can look at that and see yourself. And see yourself. You can look at that, Mr. You can look at that, Mr. Peckinpah, and see yourself giving and see you giving yourself a blowjob if you want.
Oh,
oh boy!
Oh, don't say that.
What's the matter?
Because my voice. If I get nervous or scared, my voice goes up. All right, folks, you understand. Just before we go on the radio program today.
All right, folks, you understand.
All right, folks.
All right, folks, you understand. Okay, folks, you understand. Before you go on the program today, okay, folks, you understand. Before you go on the program today, Mr. Peckinpah has a slight vocal anomaly that if he gets nervous or if he's not sure what to do next, many of us will just hem and haw and try to find the next thing to do, right? Right.
So, who is that?
I'm Mr. Zimmerman.
You're Mr. Zimmerman?
No, no, no.
All right, I understand. Your name is pronounced Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's very important that you let Mr. Peckinpah know that.
We have given him due instruction, but please be aware that if he is made embarrassed, that the voice changes. So he's one of the greatest interviewers and one of the top-notch guys in all the business. I know you will give him your respect. If you make him nervous, his voice begins to crack, and we're doing a live event here. You understand?
I see.
His voice begins to...
Does it crack? Or
it doesn't really crack. It just elevates. It becomes strained. There are areas of nervousness in it. It just...